A major victory today for body positivity activists seeking visibility. Hear why the napkin industry is finally being held accountable after years of holding grease and sauce-covered slobs to unattainable beauty standards. Plus, we've got the latest updates on Elon Musk's Neuralink. Could this new technology change the way we seduce our toaster? From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. More news after a quick tuning of the orchestra. Back in a moment. After ongoing public outcry from body positivity activists, the nation's napkin industry is finally reckoning with its history of holding greasy slobs to impossible beauty standards. OPR Paper Goods correspondent Marcy Hammond joins me now. Marcy, why are people upset?
Well, Leslie, for decades now, popular paper product brands like Chinette, Vanity Fair, and Bounty have featured messy, sauce-soaked oafs in their commercial advertisements who use their napkins to alter their appearance by wiping grease and various condiments from their faces and hands. Mm. Body positivity activists are speaking out against this ideal, saying that kind of hygiene just isn't attainable for the average American.
I know, those napkin commercials always make me self-conscious about my own gravy-stained body. Sometimes it's just unavoidable. What do these companies have to say for themselves?
Well, several of those companies have made statements recently admitting they need to do better. Mm-hmm. Here's what Brenda Ornelia had to say. She's the head of Procter & Gamble's Bounty Paper Napkin Division.
We at Bounty apologize for our role in depicting a society where people are held to unachievable beauty standards. We are committed to learning how important it is to show messy schlubs just as they are. And we owe it to that community to show them gleefully covered in crumbs and drippings from the handfuls of food that miss their gaping maws. Piggish layabouts are beautiful, whether they're slathered in the fatty juices of a triple-decker or sticky with syrup from a fat stack of pancakes they just inhaled. They don't need to wipe any goop off their bodies for anyone, and it's time for the industry to support that.
Well, that certainly sounded sincere. Maybe this could truly be a turning point. Now, Marcy, napkins have been around for as long as I can remember, and these images of cleanliness have always been associated with them. So what finally broke through to the industry?
There's been a huge movement across the country by grime positivity activists who want to see real representation in these napkin ads. Mm. I spoke to Arthur Sachs, leader of the group Greasy is Gorgeous, to explain. Here he is.
When I was younger, I used to see these images of clean, happy people in these napkin ads, and I wanted to be just like them. After eating, I would immediately get up and go to the bathroom to get rid of any and all food on my face and hands, but it was never good enough. I stopped eating anything with sauce, oil, any kind of wet-on-dry accoutrement. That's when I realized that the real mess was on the inside, and no amount of napkins was going to be able to wipe that away. It took a lot of work, but I finally come to accept my sloppiness as part of who I am. Others aren't so lucky, though. Americans have had these so-called manners instilled in us since we were young. So it's up to these corporations to answer for the serious harm the images of perfection are causing.
A sad yet powerful story. What was all the buzzing I heard in the background?
Those were flies, Leslie. He was covered in crud and absolutely reeked, but in an empowering way that was just totally inspiring. And it's activists like Arthur who have finally gotten the industry's attention.
Good for him. So all this talk of change is great, but what concrete actions are napkin companies taking to combat this issue?
Many of these paper goods companies are making swift changes. Ornelia says that Bounty has already implemented several new advertising practices.
We will no longer be airbrushing food residue off the models we use in our ads. We also pledge to show realistic depictions of people wiping their hands on their pants sometimes or licking their fingers clean even though there's a pile of napkins right next to them. From now on, all of our commercials will show the diversity and hygiene and slovenliness that we see all across this great country.
Interesting. And how are customers responding to the new ads?
While I couldn't get close enough because of the stench to ask them personally, slobs seem to be responding positively to the new ads. In fact, I've never seen so many filthy fucking people I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole in my life. It really means the world to them.
Hopeful signs. And I'm sure that the body wash industry's reckoning isn't far behind. They're always trying to make me think I need to improve my stinky, sweaty figure. Well, not anymore. Now I'm embracing my nasty stank.
Leslie, oh God! Please put your arms down.
Hey, don't slob shame me, Marcy. It just shows your own insecurities.
Oh.
As I waft these bad boys out, please enjoy a quick word from our sponsors.
Oh, God!
Breathe it in, Marcy.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
The rest of this news is beautiful just the way it is, but unfortunately, it's just not that interesting, so we didn't want to waste too much time on it. Here's what else you need to know today. More bad news for the United States Supreme Court today, after it was discovered that Associate Justice Stephen Breyer was reportedly crushed to death by a falling air conditioner in Washington, D.C. The left-leaning justice was nominated by President Bill Clinton and served on the bench since 1994. And even more bad news for the liberal wing of the Supreme Court, as it has suffered yet another loss today. Associate Justice Elena Kagan, who had served since 2010 after being nominated by President Obama, was reportedly decapitated during a roller coaster ride at Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia. Concerning, to say the least. And finally, there was at least some good news for the highest court in the land today after Justice Sonia Sotomayor was able to narrowly escape a gas leak explosion that occurred inside her home in Washington. It was quite a scare for Sotomayor, who... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just being handed a note here that says... Oh, my. We are receiving word now that Justice Sotomayor has died. I repeat, Justice Sotomayor has died just moments ago after choking on a chicken wing. She was the last remaining liberal justice on the Supreme Court, and there is no word yet on if Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell plans to fill their vacancies later tonight or wait until sometime next week. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to the topical wherever you get your podcast. And if you're so addicted to news that even that won't scratch your itch, you can also sign up to become a member of the topical's Patreon. You'll get access to exclusive merchandise, as well as a behind-the-scenes look at how an episode of the topical gets made. You can even pay to be a featured source on one of our episodes. It's a great way for me to line my pockets with a little extra cash without having to do too much work, and I think that together we're really going to enjoy it. So check it out at www.patreon.com/thetopical, and we'll see you tomorrow.